Hello, and welcome back to the Embody Me podcast. I'm Crystal Renee, your host of the Conscious Code series, where we're covering all 64 archetypes of human design gates, the gene keys, and the Chinese I Ching hexagrams. And I am a soul brand alchemist, so I help my clients take their design and infuse it into their soul-aligned brand. If you are a business owner or a digital entrepreneur, I'm going to be hosting the second round of Impact by Design. Impact by Design is a free 5-day branding workshop where I take you through different aspects of your human design and teach you how to apply your energetic essence into your business and your brand. So the link will be in the show notes. Go ahead and click on that and get yourself registered for the next round of Impact by Design. Let's go ahead and get into today's gate, which is Gate 21, which I like to refer to as the noble authority. So in human design, this gate is called the gate of the hunter or huntress, the gate of control, or the gate of self-regulation. This is located in the will or heart center, moving towards the throat center. This is in the channel of the money line, which is the design of a materialist. It's connected to gate 45. In the Gene Keys, it is called a noble light. In the I Ching, it's called biting through. Fire ignites where thunder strikes. And this is in the tropical sign of Aries and the Vedic sign of Pisces. So the overall energy of Gate 21 embodies the energy of control and management over resources, including time, money, energy, and people. This gate's primary focus is on understanding, valuing, and respecting these resources. It's a balancing act, focusing on the delicate equilibrium of opposing forces like masculine and feminine, push and pull. Let's start off with the shadow of Gate 21, which is control. And this manifests as an intense need to regulate and manipulate resources and people, leading to power struggles and fostering fear and reaction in others. So in your repressive nature, or if you're more of an introverted person, this can show up as being submissive, where you're in denial of your own personal power, letting others remain in control without asserting your personal power, not assuming responsibility for the direction that life brings you, and unconsciously blaming life, afraid of being in control, in fear of failing or being responsible. And in your reactive nature, or if you're more of an extroverted person, you can show up as being controlling. And this is the acute need for control. Like a control freak, you cannot allow any part of your environment to escape your control. You can't handle change unless you instigated it. And you strive to remain in control over others through hierarchy, and only humbled by a deep emotional crisis. So you might find yourself trying to control others, not for the greater good, but to fulfill your own personal ego-driven desires in your shadow. And this need to dominate can alienate others and create resistance. Your fear of wielding power and taking charge can hold you back, leading to underestimate your abilities. And this lack of self-confidence can stifle your potential to manage resources effectively. So when we're in the shadow, we're always in fear of something. We're always a victim of something. And in this particular shadow, it's a lack of control. And your tendency to please others might stem from a feeling of low self-worth, or you may compromise your own needs and desires in an effort to appease others, leading to dissatisfaction and resentment. But your intense desire to control all aspects of your domain may cause you to resist sharing control or allowing others to participate in decision-making. And this can create tension in relationships and hinder collaborations. So in your shadow, you either want complete control, or in your repressive nature, you give your control away. But that leads us to the gift of authority. This signifies a balance between control and allowance, channeling the urge to control towards service and integrity, and emphasizes a kinship-based approach that inspires loyalty and trust and transcends the traditional hierarchy. So in your gift, you are understanding, valuing, and respecting resources. You possess the innate ability to comprehend the true value of community resources, including time, money, energy, and people. And your respect and understanding enable you to manage these resources with integrity. And you balance the yin and yang. You naturally understand how to create harmony between opposing forces. You're like the neutralizer between polarity. And that allows you to manage the resources of your family, your community, or company in a way that empowers everyone. And you actually empower through control. And you have the ability to channel your controlling energy into careers, hobbies, and habits that benefit from precise control. And this focus on positive aspects ensures the survival and prosperity of your tribe or your community. Put yourself in a position where you are able to control those resources, whatever they may be. And you recognize who merits control. You have a keen sense of judgment that enables you to see others and who can handle control well. You know who a leader is when you see one. And this trust in others fosters cooperation and harmony, allowing for shared responsibility. So you have this ability to regulate your inner and your outer environment. You have the capacity to adjust your internal and external surroundings to sustain a vibrational frequency that reflects your true value. And this self-regulation fosters a more balanced and fulfilling life. So you really know how to balance resources and people. You know how to stay neutral in the face of polarity. And in your city or highest state of frequency, which is Valor, you embody a complete self-surrender where you transcend the human desire to control and move into a realm of noble virtue. And this represents courage, love, wisdom, sacrifice, and the ability to see the divine reflection in others, fostering a profound communion between all beings. So you trust in the divine. You are learning to let go of excessive control and trust in the higher power. And this trust allows you to understand that you are supported and releases the fear and need to overcompensate. So your control is not merely for personal gain, but for the greater good of the whole. You're just not interested in power and money, but genuinely serving the community. And you're moving towards a state where all people are equal and some have more authority based on merit rather than hierarchy. And this shift towards synergy reflects a more compassionate and equitable approach. So there's no hierarchy in your higher state. There's an even playing field, and you see everyone with different skills and that will benefit the whole, and you know how to manage them appropriately, and you know who's good at what and who excels at different things. That is what you're great at doing, and you can manage that hierarchy. So how you can use this in your brand is to be the one that is managing the resources or managing the people or knowing how to find a balance between polarities, knowing how to bring a common ground between two extremes in your business when it comes to your business. And then knowing how to use the resources that are available in your business and brand and allocate them appropriately so that everyone grows. There's nothing wrong with controlling your finances and the balance in your business, right? So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have Gate 21 active in your chart. How can I better understand, respect, and value all the resources available to me and my community? In what ways can I manage my energy effectively by balancing the masculine and feminine aspects within me? And how can I cultivate the courage and love within me to live a life of noble ideals and self-surrender? Here are some tips to help you further embrace the shadow of control and embody the gift of authority and valor. Recognize the need for balance. Understand that control needs to be balanced with trust and submission. Avoid becoming a control freak and learn to relinquish control where it's not needed. Embrace your authority with integrity. Recognize your ability to manage resources and take charge, but do so with integrity and respect for others. Your power should be used for the greater good, not merely for self-interest. And focus on community and collaboration. Strive to work in harmony with others, recognizing that everyone has a role to play. And this isn't about dominating, but about collaborating and working towards a shared goal, because you have the resources to make it happen. And you know how to make sure everything runs smoothly and all of that good stuff. So that is gate 21, the noble authority, a gate that comes from the heart and wants to express its passion for bringing balance and equilibrium into the world by controlling the resources and assets that it has and knowing what's best for everyone and making sure that everyone's on an equal playing field. It's a very powerful, strong, and inspiring gate. And with that being said, I will see you again when the sun transits into the next human design gate. Mwah.